Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
You already know.
What's this about, Blow 4 or something? My part 4, huh? They said we got top double jump.
Hey, King M, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Yo, fuck with your boy, Unky Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole AFM. We got a special show lined up. We got Sirius Jones getting ready to come on. Give me one second. Looking for the mute button. All right. Yo, let me get the homie Dot on, then we'll get Sirius Jones on. Yo, Dot, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I figured this is going to happen. Let me give Jones a number so he can call up. I figured this is going to happen here. I ain't surprised. Nah. This ought to be interesting. Because math was going off. You feel me? Math is saying too much for Sirius Jones to not call up and give his side.
Yeah, of course you got to give his side.
That's a fact, B. So this ought to be interesting right here. But I did my recap on Jones and Mike P. Like, yo, them niggas, I went back to start watching it. Niggas really wasn't giving this nigga no type of reaction, B. They really was trying their hardest not to fuck with Jones. I don't understand why they wasn't fucking with Jones. He's on now, matter of fact. I'm gonna get him on.
Alright.
Yo, Sirius Jones, you on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's T-Mac. That's not Sirius Jones. Oh shit, I thought she was somebody else. Hold on. All right, stay on, but we really letting Jones talk. This ain't really a show. You know what I'm saying?
Say it again.
I said we're not really doing a show like that. Like Jones coming on to get some shit off his chest.
Well, you know it's Jones you're talking to, right?
Oh shit, you sound like T-Mac and shit. What you high?
What's up, man?
This nigga, nah, shit was good with you, man.
How you feeling, man?
I'm doing all right. I was in the car accident and shit. I'm trying to get better and shit. What's going on with you, man?
Nah, I already know. I see you got the RoboCop arm and the whole shit.
Yeah, I'm getting this for a couple of months.
I'm glad you're all right, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Congrats on the babies, too.
My man, appreciate that, man. Look, we can go two ways with this. We could talk about the band battle first. Oh, we got. I'm assuming you calling because of the math interview. Either or is on you.
I mean, we can talk about your one first. Maybe we should talk about the battle first.
All right, yo. Do you feel like I got to get this question out the way? Do you feel like niggas are purposefully not cheering for you, or am I bugging?
I'm glad you said it, bro. On some real shit, that's exactly what it felt like, especially in this one. And I don't know if it's because the familiarity, like niggas ain't seen me in so long that they just kind of surprised and just looking at me listening, or is that they really want to see a nigga kill me finally, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when I just watched the battle for the first time myself, and honestly, I felt like I lost in the building. Like, that's the way it felt to me, like the energy of the crowd. And I was tripping, like, damn, did I really just lose? Like, to me? And it's like, when I just looked at it and I heard the bars, I'm tripping. Yo, somebody else was sitting here like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm like, yo, bro, I think they really just didn't want, like, they didn't want me to win. Like, they wanted him. It looked fun for someone to beat me, I guess. But, or for someone to have momentum.
Nah, Jones, I feel
he
like
he had momentum
was,
and he had some shit.
Uh-huh.
But, like, when I looked at it and I looked just ball for ball, like, some of the shit I was saying, it just was like I was bugging that they wasn't reacting to it.
Do you think that maybe this era is so new they don't really give a fuck about Fight Club? Or they don't know the importance of Fight Club, so they don't see what the big deal about you is?
I think it could be that with certain fans. But I also think it's like high school, man. Like, it's more of a popularity contest. And I guess I'm kind of like the new guy again or something. You know what I'm saying? So they want to get used to me again or something, it feels like. So, because if you see the other platforms, like, I mean, I've been getting the reactions. I've been getting, I had a few performance of the nights in my last several battles. You know what I'm saying? But it's like this URL stage and this new app gang and the new crowd of people that sit there and repeat the whole slogan with everybody. And it's like, it's like a cult thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to be honest, what it felt like in the building, Tay Rock was just gassing it and started yelling and shit, so people just started overly cheering. it was that simple. Next thing you know, niggas is sitting there looking at me confused when they hear some fire shit and like, oh, okay. Like, what you mean, okay? Like, Sirius Jones don't got fire bars all of a sudden? Like, that's crazy to me. But I get, you know, that people really, some really don't know. They really just know what they heard or Moot Battle or this or that. Like, they haven't been really put it all together, resume-wise.
So Jones, well, what rounds do you feel like you won?
Honestly, when I look back at it, I think I definitely got the second, and I think the third is, you know, I saw how people could say he won because of the energy in the building, and he definitely was performing at, you know, he performed it at a high level in terms of aggression and all that, so shout-out to Mike B for sure. Definitely did good, but just in terms of bar for bar, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, he was saying, and somebody just tweeted this because I guess my face was giving it away. Like, I didn't even know what the fuck he was talking about, some of that shit, yo. Like, I don't know what Kim Possible is or, you know, Rogan Special or I don't know what that shit is. So it's like, I couldn't even say, I don't know. You know what I mean? I guess niggas got all kinds of video game shit and it's all right, you know. I think, but bar for bar, like, I just posted something on my Instagram and my Twitter, and niggas is wilding, like, yo. And I'm like, yeah, this is what I was saying.
So when Mike P does his video game bars, his Street Fighter bars, how do you feel about those? Opposed to bars,
honestly,
you would say.
I mean, I had a Street Fighter bar that I thought was fire, and, you know, I guess you got to be the whole Street Fighter character. So he is Ryu, right? Like, that's his shit. He's Ryu. So when he does the Hadouken, it's like his signature move or something, right? Like, I don't know. I'm not becoming an actual video game character just to have a move that everyone's... Yeah, I mean, like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get the whole WWF-y aspect of the culture now. You know what I'm saying? But to me, I don't battle rap for that purpose. I battle rap, you know, just to get a reaction. I don't want to battle rap and say things just that I know are going to get a quick crowd reaction. Like, I try to challenge my pen. I want to say shit that's fire to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to like my bars that I say. Not just say easy, alley-oop, current events, video games, shit that I know is going to get an easy crowd reaction. You know what I'm saying?
What you think about it, Doc?
I think that the new niggas, they really trying to get the vets out of here. So anytime there's a new nigga versus a vet, they're going to all side with the new nigga.
That's what it. That's what it literally feels like happening, though. That's what's crazy about it.
Hey, Jones, your phone. Your phone went out.
Oh my bad. I said I'm not like on the delusional time thing when it comes to like the sport. I respect the sport. So if I felt like I really lost, if you see my interviews after the battle, I was kind of humbled and baffled and really looked like niggas were saying in the comments, damn, Jones looked like he lost. You know what I'm saying? And I really felt that way just by the energy of the crowd, because they really felt like the building was really against me, honestly. But I don't know if it was just that building, because it was like, you know, not really that many people in that crowd, because it's like a band, you know, thing, or I don't know if it was because it was all the battle rappers there, and they were kind of just, it's that stigma, though, that you just said, like, they want someone to kill the legend. So they're going to gas it. They're going to act like it's all extra crazy fire when it's really not that crazy. If someone else said it, it wouldn't even be a thing. But because it said to me, and when I looked at it, and I looked at certain bars, like, he didn't even get the bar out yet. He didn't even finish saying that. And the niggas, whoa. It's like, come on, my nigga. Like, really? Y'all hating on the best and the legends that much? That shit is crazy.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
I'm glad you pointed it out first, because I don't be doing the bitching and excuses, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I show up to rap every time, 3-4 rounds, don't choke. If I do, I freestyle through it. Like, I come ready to rap with fire every time. And I hope, you know, people that are real fans of the culture at least see and respect that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was too obvious. Like, you were seeing shit that really wasn't getting no reaction. Like, the building was quiet. And I was just like, damn.
Fire shit. Like, well, yo, right. I was bugging when I said, when I did that Michael Jackson shit, I was sure they was going to go insane for that shit, yo. When I was like, as easy as A, B, C, do the 1, 2, 3 before I hurt you. I got to be the, do the move in a circle before your eyes get purple. Oh, y'all don't get the punch. But we ain't seen a mic get beat this bad since Jackson 5 rehearsals. Like, I thought they was going to go, like, and it was just
they probably
like,
don't even know about that. It could be that too.
Well,
they
don't
know
Jackson
5
songs? Like, they don't know Michael Jackson? Like, that's crazy.
So yeah, but some of these niggas is mad young, though.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like,
I mean, maybe I'm. I got to start watching Kim Possible or some shit. I don't know. I'm just like, the nigga's name is Mike. I mean, Michael Jackson. Like, that's the closest. Like, what the fuck, nigga? You can't make a Michael Jackson punchline in 2019? That's crazy.
Nah.
If some other nigga said that shit, they would have lost their fucking whole minds. Niggas, and a chick just tweeted, she was like, yo, it's almost like they're scared to cheer for you. Like, they're scared to admit and just say you're the guy. They don't want to say it.
I had told you that before, as you see. When you have a battle rapper in the crowd, like, right there in the front, there's a battle rapper there, and he's chanting for certain shit. I feel like he influenced his fans. So if you were Tay-Rock
fans. Rock did that shit on purpose. Rock did that shit on purpose. The whole battle, gassing them, giving them pounds. It worked.
Yeah, it definitely did work.
Shout out to Tay-Rock. He's the greatest hype man in battle rap. I give him that.
But how come Tay-Rock But how come Tay Rock was gonna go out of his way to do that against you and your battle though? I don't understand
you
that.
You know why? You understand? Don't say that, Cap.
Nah, I don't understand.
You know.
Because y'all not battling.
Nah, on some G shit. When I seen Tay Rock, you know, like we had our fake smoke and all that, but when I seen him, of course, Tay Rock is really a fan of the culture. To be honest, you know what I'm saying? He's a real fan of the sport. He really gets hyped at battles and excited, and he really comments on the niggas' posts of, yo, this is fire, bro, and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? He likes it. So in reality, that kind of plays a factor, you know what I'm saying? And when you're talking about somebody like me, when I ran into And I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, what's up, man? You know what I mean? It ain't no, it's smiles and handshakes. So what's up, OG? But he still wants to see a nigga kill me. You know what I'm saying? He still wants to be able to say, yeah, nigga, you lost to Osolo and Mike P. You know what I'm saying? He wants to be able to say that. So he can have an excuse not to battle me.
Nah, but that Mike P battle, like, I got him edging you.
I mean, I wouldn't, you know, be mad.
But you know what? I only seen it one time.
You know what I mean?
I only seen it one time and watched that shit again tonight when the show's over.
I ain't gonna lie.
I thought that shit was gonna look way worse on camera, yo. I ain't gonna lie. Nick, I thought
just,
that shit was gonna really look like I got killed.
Everybody was saying you got 3-0'd, like you got murdered and shit.
Yeah,
like all three
killed,
rounds
was
close, I thought.
Yeah, I think
niggas, that's what niggas was saying. And then when the footage comes out, it's like, oh, okay. But there's still a population of fans who, just like, let's say, in the Mook battle, if we're going to compare crowd reaction to bars, right? In the Mook battle, when that shit did come out, it was a lot of people saying Mook beat me. But as the years go on, as time go on, as people actually dissect the bars, now the popular opinion is like 70% of people think I won that battle. I saw some poll or some shit online. I'm like, oh, all right. But it's because of the fact of the gas matters to people, yo. Energy matters to people. When they see a bunch of other people acting a certain way, and just like you said it, one influential nigga standing there just making a big deal out of something, sometimes they're not even waiting for the punch. They're just sitting there and made up their mind already. Like, okay, I'm cheering for this guy. And then you got to damn near bring them back to you, which I did a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of my strengths, is being able to regain crowd after I lose it. You know what I'm saying? And it just so happened in this battle and in this setting, it just, that third round, it just wasn't coming back to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it felt like in the first round, I felt like I should have went first in this battle. Like, that's why I went first versus Ill Will, because I knew momentum-wise, I knew I needed to set the tone. I needed to grab the crowd first. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like that's what this should have been. Because if I established the bar level, and then he came after I was saying all that Godfather shit and all that deep, broke-down Italian shit, and then he came after that with the Street Fighter shit, I don't know. It might have still hit the same, but it might have just had a whole different effect. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I hope, you know, as long as people enjoy the bars and really can catch them on cam.
What's your thoughts about the whole app shit? And I'm asking because it's not on YouTube. It's only on the app. Is that like an advantage you feel like, or a disadvantage?
Honestly, I mean, I really can't feel no way, because that's Smack's business. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're obviously pushing forward on some, you know, technology shit, which I salute. You know what I'm saying? Trying to find ways to push the culture further in terms of the way we receive content and all that. That's gangster. I salute that. But it does make me feel like, damn, I can't just tweet a link out. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same token, it seems like the viewership is still there, you know, when I'm looking at the numbers on it. It's like at least 10K or something, right? It seems like it's about 10K right now the first day. So I can't really be too mad as long as the viewership is getting there to the world. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Well, look, we had Math on earlier. I'm pretty sure you know that, right?
Yeah, I listened for a while, but I had to stop, man. I couldn't even make it through that shit. That shit's crazy.
What's up? What's crazy? What's your
it's
side on
crazy
things?
To just hear somebody just sit there and lie. And, like, you have all the proof that they're lying, and they still don't care. They still think they could just say whatever, and that shit is just going to stand in people's minds.
Well, it's wild because
when you have
like,
the deliberate proof right there.
One thing I noticed, that all the interviews you came, you kept, but you had the same energy. So when I seen the face off, it was like you was basically telling this nigga everything you told us on the show and shit. Like, you didn't hold anything back.
I've been
so
saying
it's just
the same shit, bro. Like, I'm not changing it because the truth stands still, as the saying goes. I didn't make up nothing. I didn't embellish nothing. I'm not a liar, bro. If I lie about something, it's not going to be something like this. You know what I'm saying? And it's just amazing to me that a grown man with children and this was kind of respected in an arena would try to make it his business to try and slander and paint a picture like I'm some lame, corny, scared man. Like, that's crazy to me that is going to be your narrative of what Sirius Jones is and trying to make people really believe that shit. Like,
so
that's right. Weird, man.
So Jones, like real question. All right. How come you've never, and I'm not trying to incite a fight, but because it clears up what he was saying, one of his angles. How come y'all haven't fought already?
We did.
Wait till in Miami?
I just put clips of the shit up. Now you're going to act like he wasn't there? So who the fuck was, who was all these people we was jumping on there?
But I'm,
random
okay,
people
okay,
that
okay.
Have nothing to do with him?
So look, so if that's the case, then how come it's not over with? If you got to get back already,
it's only not over with because he called me. I've been over that nigga. I wasn't thinking about this guy. I don't talk about him and unless someone says something to me, which they keep saying stuff to me, I'm not supposed to rebuttal it in a battle. I gotta just let
okay.
you be some type of stain on my name just because you don't want to feel like I'm saying something negative about you in response, nigga. Like,
so how come not?
Or I'm acting tough or something?
But you ask,
like, this nigga is crazy. Like, this
fade.
Nigga really walks around acting like he's this big battle rap gangster, and niggas is supposed to not say nothing to piss him off or something. Like he's really tough. Like, that shit is wild. And niggas be going along with this shit because they don't know niggas' real handles in real life. I've never been acting like a tough guy in battle rap. That has never been my M.O. I've never been out
mm-hmm.
here bragging and trying to act gangster, pulling out guns. I never did none of that in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So how all of a sudden that's what you're trying to act like is what I'm doing?
Mm. So what's the purpose of you wanting the fade? If you already got the get back, that's
the
what I'm saying. I don't understand that
somebody,
part.
The purpose is this person, after numerous out-of-pocket situations, I still
uh-huh.
was man enough to put it to bed and say, fine, man. You know, that shit was crazy in Miami. You see a nigga and you're really trying to slander my name and make me look like a soft guy. For what? What I ever did to you? What is your problem with me? That I won't be your friend? That I wouldn't go to the studio with you? Like, he's really like a Hulk. Like, he really is like a scorned ex-girlfriend that's just trying to slander other men's names and shit. For what? Because that's the only way you know how to get attention, is to have another man's name in your mouth, another man's dick in your mouth. You don't do your own shit.
Damn.
You're always talking about Apollo, disaster, this one, that one, Clips didn't help me, this one didn't do that. That's your whole M.O., bro. And you a man and a father. And you always got another man in your mind. So,
damn.
In terms of the specifics of this man, though.
Your phone went off again. Hey, Jones, your phone went out again.
I said, when y'all ever heard me talking about other people, unless y'all ask me about them.
Now, that's true. Damn, your phone keep dropping. It keep going like, you got a short in your phone?
I don't know, bro. It's short now?
There you go. There you go.
You're good now.
All right. Hold on, I'm gonna plug this shit in one time.
All right. So basically,
right,
there is no beef. There you go. Now
yeah,
you're clear.
Yeah.
So basically, right, you don't have any problems with Mav. You don't really want the fade. You just want to battle at this point.
Yo, at this point, first of all, the only reason why I said, bro, you calling me, I honestly just felt pissed off and disrespected that he even thought he could call me. It was like, yo, my nigga, you got a lot of nerve. Niggas kept hitting me up, ARP, different niggas. I've been declining this battle for years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where I guess I started having a relationship with ARP where he started feeling more comfortable to ask me to do it, basically.
And he's like, yo, come on, man. You want to make this history? And I'm like, yo, ARP, we ain't that cool, man. Like, stop, man. And he'd be like, come on, Joe. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was almost, it started like that. And then I got to the point where, just as a joke, I'm like, how much, nigga? You know what I'm saying? And I said, like, 50, right? And he was like, come on, man. Ain't nobody going to make no money then. I was like, all right, well, you know, and that's that. And that was it, right? And as time progresses, you know what I'm saying, that we did different battles. We did the Ill Will battle, you know what I'm saying, and saw the tension around that. And I, honestly, I think he was shocked at the way I kind of came off on the Ill Will battle, even though I get crazy. I think that one really showed him, like, oh, nah, this nigga's, like, coming for real. So, like, I think he really, in his mind, envisioned the whole math shit as, I think he saw that as being dope just because of the clothes shit, the bill collector shit. So I wasn't so against the idea if he would have stepped to me correctly. This man in 6 years has never just been a stand-up guy, yo. He's never just said, yo, my nigga, I violated, bro. I know I be trolling this shit, but you know what I mean? My bad, my nigga. This is how I be doing my shit. You know, it's battle rap shit. But I fuck with you in real life, and my bad, all right? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to shoot the one, whatever you want to do to get over it, I just want to, like, atone for this shit, man, because I knew I was wrong. Come on, Caps, that's the way you do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't halfway apologize and then still say slick bars and shit and pretend like nothing ever happened in Miami. I never even put the footage out of Miami. All I did was put the video of the blood on me because you took a picture of me and posted it on the internet trying to make me look fuzzy. So now I got my blood, or whoever's blood, all over this shirt and all over my pants, and the same shirt. I can't show the world. Oh, no, no, no. This wasn't pussy shit. Actually, niggas went to the fucking hospital. I can't do that, right? I got to let niggas try to make me look like I'm not what the fuck I've been my whole life. Like, come on, man. So you tell me what's out of pocket. And
this
every time
wild.
I've seen him since then, this is why I had to call you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, the niggas really don't know. And these niggas is capped. And they be running with this shit, no pun intended. And it's like, the bottom line of the situation is every time I saw this person was at a, where? At a battle rap event. I'm at Total Slaughter. The first time in a Hammerstein ballroom with Eminem and major networks and everybody's fucking shit. So I'm going to come here and ruin it for everybody?
True.
I really was ready to anyway, but luckily cooler heads prevailed, and he did the fake apology then. Then he want to turn around and ask for a picture, and make it trolly anyway. Cause why? Why you want a picture for? You could try to post it and make it look like I made Jones be cool with me now. I know how this nigga thinks, yo. He always trying to look like he's a tough guy, instead of just do the tough guy shit in the streets. So after this night in Miami, you think I don't know? You think I wasn't there? When you calling back-to-back shampoo, you calling back-to-back this nigga, then I don't know if y'all looked at the tweets or y'all can go back and look at it. He probably deleted it. The nigga tweeted me like 7 times talking about we got kids. I didn't have no kids then, bro. I'm looking at it like, you violated me on camera. You never called me to apologize. You never tried to shoot the fade. I didn't want to shoot a fade, Caps. I wanted to shoot that nigga for real. But if
Damn.
You want to battle me again, obviously I got a lot of animosity for you. So if you want to battle me again, the least you could do is call me like a man, apologize, say whatever, and then say you want to battle. I probably still wouldn't want to battle you, but that's what happened. I still felt the way because he tried to do a fake little apology, but he still didn't do it right. And I got all that shit on tape.
How do you apologize?
So I don't know.
He called you.
So, yo, you know, it's been a lot of. Been a lot of admiration there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? You don't really want to hurt me or kill me or nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really want to do nothing to you. Like, nigga, you're bugging, nigga. I want to put all kinds of holes in you. You wilding the fuck out. Like, you really think I'm not about this shit? Like, he's really trying to act like it's not the case. Like, that's crazy to me that you, like I don't know. I could get it when other people do it to other people. I can't understand that as a man that's like my whole life. It's never been that with me, nigga. I've never allowed somebody to just shun me and chump me and I'm going to just go along with it, like ever. So him doing that type of shit and thinking he's going to get away with it is what makes me say, nigga, shoot the fade with me on camera before this fight. I mean, before this battle, I'm not battling you unless you shoot the fade with me on camera so I can show niggas what the fuck you really is, gangster-wise. So you cannot try to do this rap gangster shit. Then we can just rap.
And he declined that, and he declined.
He fake accepted it. I called him. He said, give me an address. I called him with the address. He didn't pick up. I didn't want to text the address because it's some gangster shit now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what might happen. You know what I mean? So he texts me back the next day talking about, oh, you called me yesterday? What? Talking about, yo, who this? I'm like, yo, this, you talking about who this after we done spoke on the phone 3 or 4 times now. And then I'm like, just Jones, nigga, who this? And then he tells me, oh, man, my bad, son, you called me yesterday? Like, this is the type of shit he be doing. It's like, yo, my nigga, you just said it's on the cool, let's strap up. I get everything ready. I get a location for us to shake at. I hit you back with it. You don't pick up the phone. Then you text back a day later. Like, oh, what's up? Like, yo, this nigga crazy. So that shit just like, yo, you know what? I just like, all right, cool. I let them go forth with booking the battle. I wasn't going to trip about, like, I'm like, I figured we're going to get it popping. Let's get it popping. I'm the one that came up with the idea of we can make money off it. We can pay-per-view it because I seen he was hesitating. I seen he was, like, acting scared, like, which was crazy. Cause it's like, you were the tough guy. How you acting scared to shoot the fade? Like, it was just 15 minutes, whatever, however long. It ain't even got to be long. Nigga, just let me hit you a few times. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it.
So he was hesitant?
Bruh, man. When you see the third part of the face-off, this is the only reason I'm tempted to leave these combos, man. But it's just like, y'all know me for a long time, y'all. I've never done no sucker shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I might have ran my mouth. I might have got emotional. I might have said some cocky shit. But I ain't never did no sucker shit. To nobody or with nobody. So to me, I don't like this whole recording shit, but I knew he was going to lie. I knew he was going to get on this. I knew he was going to get on these interviews and cap. I knew he was going to pretend like I'm making shit up and no one ever did nothing to him. I knew he was going to keep pretending like I'm pussy and he's the tough guy. So I'm on like, you know, I'm on real nigga time for real now. It's like, all right, cool. Let's show niggas what our real handles is, nigga. Put your paperwork on the table. Put your hands on the table. Like, let's see what it really is now since you've been living off this bully image for this long. I'm a real one. I'm a real one with this shit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And it's not for my own ego or nothing. If I wanted to do sucker rapper shit, I would have been did it a long time ago. And probably got a lot of clout and fame and all of that shit for it. Never done.
You don't really care, but you don't care about that shit.
When have I ever, yo? You just tell me if you think you even saw something that was like that.
Nah. So this is gonna be strictly battle rap because that's the reason why I'm asking. Because that face off, the part three part, the way it ended looked crazy.
The way it ended was, I was honestly getting mad. If y'all could see this shit, I was really getting mad. Because I was getting mad because it's just, I hate liars, man. I hate people that really think they're smart enough to just use lies to manipulate people. And it's like, this guy is the only thing he does. And like, even in the Hollow battle, you really believe Hollow ran down a fucking pier and jumped in the ocean to avoid a fight? Really?
Nah, like, Hollow did say. Nah, Hollow did say he jumped into a lake.
This said he jumped in it. Yeah.
Hollow said that.
He said he jumped in the ocean.
He said a lake. They were shooting and shit. And he ran and jumped in the lake. He said he thought his life was in danger.
Well, in that case, let's get that from the record.
Hollow admitted to that.
From the record, then. But like, at the end of the day, damn, Hollow. But at the end of the day, I'm not jumping in no lakes, you know what I'm saying? And I'm the type of nigga that if I'm in a situation with somebody, I don't like taking it to the internet. I never took nothing with this situation to the internet. If you do your research, every time anything hit the internet first, it was him.
when I seen him in Miami, I didn't post, oh, I see Mathis about to go down. I didn't go live and say, yeah, I don't even know if we had live then or whatever, whatever. I didn't do none of that. I didn't tell nobody. My niggas told me he's here. I didn't say let's get him. They wanted to get him. I said no. I didn't even want them trying to say we a bunch of niggas can't. If you look at the Miami CJ, I just put that up on my gram. He just explained the whole shit. He just said that it was me and another nigga that walked up to him. If you look at Matt's interview, he talking about I can't walk up with a whole bunch of people behind me. Niggas just be lying. The nigga who got hands and feet put all over him, which he's admitting in the conversation we having, is saying, you and another nigga walked up. So it's like, this nigga is a fucking liar. And he's fucking pussy, yo. He doesn't really want no wreck. If he was a wreck nigga, we would have been wrecked a few times. I was mad enough to do it. And I'm a wreck nigga. I have problems. I have little mental problems where I have anger issues and shit. Like, it's documented. So it's like, I don't glorify being some tough guy, but then that's gonna be your image, and you trying to come and get the nigga like me with that, my nigga. Let's show it, nigga. Let's do it. I just didn't want to do it in situations that's ruining my money, my name, and my fucking, you know, campaign that I've been building all this time.
Yeah,
I don't want to be in my feelings and being out of character and yelling and, you know what I mean, fighting people. That's not gonna help me get no endorsement deal, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That's
not going to help me make brands and people want to fuck with me. That's going to make me look like, oh, damn, Sirius Jones is always in some shit. There's always some problem with him.
So you really showing up.
Stay relevant.
So on this battle coming up on the 31st, you coming to battle and just lyrically fuck him up. You're not coming from no extra shit. You don't really, you kind of off that because you're thinking about
nigga,
your future
I'm
moves.
With all the, yo, I said it before, I'm with all the smoke, steam, vapor, fog, motherfucking mist, any kind of motherfucker, whatever, my nigga. I'm with it all, bro.
Jones, you just finished saying it's not a good look.
No, I'm
you just
saying,
finished saying
I'm
that.
I didn't say I'm coming to initiate nothing negative, nigga. I'm just saying whatever,
okay.
Whatever time in the nigga's on, I'm with it, bro. But right now, at this point, honestly, I feel like I can do worse to this person with words than I can with physicality. This guy's the type of guy, yo, like, he already got a scar on his face. Did that teach him to be humble? No. He already got the karma that for him snuffing people in a bad way. Did that humble him? No. He already got mad children and shit. Does that humble him? No. None of this shit humbles this nigga. So you think a nigga beating his ass and him putting some ice on his shit or going to the fucking, you know, hospital and he'd be good in a couple weeks or months is going to humble him? No, it's not going to. He's still going to be acting fronting, acting like no big deal. He's still going to be doing the same moves, yo. This is the type of nigga you got to do something permanent to, yo. So in this case, this is what I could do permanent right now without risking my freedom, you know, God willing. You know what I'm saying, or whatever else. I could do something permanent that's gonna stick. Shit, I say to this nigga gonna stick.
You got all three rounds done already?
Honestly, nah.
Okay.
That's what's scary. Like,
did you start?
My nigga. Yeah, I got some shit, nigga. You know what I mean? But I'm the type. Like, I just get. I give away a little secret of how I create. Like, I like to come up with what I need to say first. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I like to know in my mind, what do I need to say to this person? You know what I'm saying? And, like, as I'm thinking of that, I come up with schemes. I come up with ideas. And, like, eventually, I just put it all together at the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, see which parts sound better in the beginning, which parts sound better in the end, which parts maybe go together with each other. You know what I'm saying? And just kind of try to create the whole body of work from there.
All right, because this right here is your last chance. So you got to get everything you want to say off your chest here. Ain't going to be no rematch, no shit like that.
Oh, no, Caps. This is his last chance.
Both of y'all.
Yeah, like this shit is definitely some fall or fly shit right here. This is like, it's all definitely all or nothing.
You know what, Jones? Is this battle rap's biggest grudge?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
They gotta be, right?
I think everybody know that.
See, I didn't know. I thought Diz and Math might have passed it. Because Math is saying he got jumped. So I figured that kind of made it bigger.
Let me tell you something, man. If this man really wanted to get Diz, he would have been got him, yo. Niggas know people, man. And it's not really that hard to find. You know what people's battling. You know what I'm saying? You could lay on a nigga's battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I really wanted to get Math that bad, I would have got him. I didn't want to get him that bad. I didn't even want to have to deal with that nigga. I wanted that chapter of my life to be over. I wanted to close his eyes forever. Once I couldn't do that, I had to let it go. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody sitting around and tripping off and thinking about that shit. My nigga, I got sucker punched for fucking 10 racks. Fine. You know what I mean? Like, it's part of business. The shit happened. It's cool. I got paid for it. It's my job, nigga. I'm not over here tripping off that shit. That's the narrative he's trying to paint. Acting like I'm really hurting in my feelings and want get back. And, like, that shit he doing is lame. Raise money to help Jones get the fade. Like, what is that corny shit? Like, what are you talking about, my nigga? You a grown man. You violated. The nigga said give him a head up. You don't want to give him a head up? That's not something to troll about. That just makes you pussy, my nigga. Like, you the tough guy. You supposed to give a nigga a fade when he call you out, period. Especially if you violate.
Right.
So that whole thing he's gonna post now at the end of the face off when I got up slow allegedly, I'm sitting there the whole time trying to bait you basically in the fighting because I'm really mad and I'm mad you backed out this fade, really, because this was the whole point of me even battling you because I finally get a chance to really embarrass you physically. I could throw my shit, bro, like no funny shit. So like I wanted the chance to just embarrass this nigga finally. And then get some money from it. So now you're trying to flip the narrative around because, one, he don't feel prepared. He talking about we got to train and, you know what I mean, I got to get in shape first. And what if you put something on my face before the battle? Then we got to sit there with the shit in the battle? Yeah, nigga, what you talking about? That's what it is.
He said, what if you put something on my face?
Yo, he said, that's all my seed life. He said that, brother. I swear, everything I'm saying to you, there is no exaggeration. There is no nothing, yo. This man is a liar, yo. He does not care. He thinks he's going to get away with it forever. But everything's coming back now. Everything's starting to crumble on him. All the truth's starting to come out. The battle that we had at Fight Club is about to come out. He kept and telling all this shit about all this. Yeah, International Pizza, they found it. They about to drop it. He's really going to be sick.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So it's like all this shit is all, like I was always taught by my family, like, yo, what goes on in the dark is going to eventually come to the light, yo. So it don't make no sense me just trying to, you know, lie and just hope shit ain't going to be what it is. When I said the one part that I said about this situation that was a lie was really because I didn't know any better. Was what I said, but I wasn't looking at him when he hit it. And that was only because, honestly, Swae Seven said this, and then, you know, I was kind of like laughing. But he was like, it was kind of a perfect hook because he kind of threw it from the hip, and it was in the blind spot. Like, I'm looking at you this way, and I'm turned. I don't see the punch coming. So I didn't see the punch coming, but I was looking at him. Okay, all right. Well, ooh, I messed up that detail. Okay, Jones is lying. Oh, man. The reality of it is, this nigga does fuck shit on the platform of what we all love, what we all dedicate our lives to, something that's supposed to get us beyond the street shit, and you bringing all this shit that we tried to get away from to it, and then using that to try and act like that's what it's supposed to be about. We know we ain't come to battle rappers to prove who's tougher on stage to fight.
So that whole situation.
If I wanted to do
that,
I'd still be on Rikers Island fighting, nigga.
The whole situation with Diz saying you told him to do that.
Well,
was that
the whole
true?
Situation, the truth is, I didn't tell Diz to do shit. First of all, I'm not that type of man either. I would never ask another man to fight my battle. Ever. And if I did do that, it would be a fucking professional, like a like somebody that's a damn hitman or some extra shit. Like, yo, I need you to, I'm gonna pay you, and you need you to do this service for me. The only way, and I ain't never even did that yet, really. So in reality, I didn't tell this nothing. Niggas want to act like niggas don't respect me. Like I'm not somebody that people would call and say, I'm going to violate this guy for you. Diz respects me, yo. The reason why me and Diz got into it, we just laughed on the phone the other day. The reason we got into it, I'm bad, or he's poking me and shit, because he really, that's the one accurate thing Matt said, is that he got mad that I really kind of put him on blast in certain ways. But I only did it because we was battling, nigga. We said we was never going to battle. Me and Diz made an agreement to never battle each other because we had gotten cool at different events. You know what I'm saying? We was in Canada together. We was in L.A. together. Like, we was mobbing together. So we made an agreement to never battle. And then we wound up out. So it was like, once we battling, he kind of looking at me like, you know, he made up some story about the math shit, and I said the truth about the math shit. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, we battling, so I guess we got to try to come up with some shit to beat each other with, right? So he couldn't just say the truth. So he had to come up with his version of the story. So basically that's where the little issue where he poked me on stage and shit. And I was smiling when that shit happened. I didn't even get mad until after, but I realized that shit kind of hurt. I'm like, yo, this nigga poked the shit out of me. Like, fuck. Yo, matter of fact, nigga, you know what I mean? Like, then I got mad. But before then, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even want to battle this. This was the homie, even though it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But the truth about it is, and I gotta go soon, but the truth about this whole situation with him is, Diz hit me up and said, bro, you know, niggas on the, when that shit happened the first time, Diz hit me up. He was one of the first people to hit me. I was like, yo, bro, that shit, you know what I mean? That shit is whack. Niggas don't respect that shit. Trust me, he gonna get his. And that's word. And I honestly, I didn't believe him. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think he was gonna do shit. And when he said, he was like, I'm gonna get him. He said, I'm gonna battle him and I'm gonna get him. And I'm like, I'm just laughing to myself like, this nigga crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking, this old fucking Arabian nigga is wild. But I'm just thinking he's just saying this shit. The day of the battle, he calls me, he's telling me, and I'm like, yo, bro, ask this word for word what I said to him. I said, yo, don't do that during the battle, bro. Like, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, just wait till after, yo. He's like, nah, I'm going to fuck him up. I say, yo, nah, do it after the battle, though, bro. He's like, all right, for sure, for sure. Like, we agreed that he wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want that in the culture, nigga. That shit ain't what's up. You know what I'm saying? But I guess he still felt like, and I can't blame him. I'm kind of grateful for him to feeling like this. He felt real anger towards Matt because of what he did to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really wanted to hit him because of it. He didn't have no other reasons to be that mad if I have to hit him besides me. What other reason?
None, I can think of.
He was really angry about this shit, you know? So people was really tight at this nigga because I'm really a good nigga. Like, I really do be looking out for people when I can, and I don't do sucker shit. I be laughing, smiling, having a good time. So niggas trying to do crab shit and try to pull me down, niggas is going to feel like, nah, fuck that. We're going to get this faggot-ass nigga, which is what they felt like and what they did.
But the corny shit is that Diz did some sucker shit because he was around Mavs many times after that, and he didn't do nothing. So all them people that felt away for what he did, when they was around him, they didn't do nothing.
He wanted to get him the way that he got me, though. Because if you see, I've got him, and look, he's still 6 years later acting like nothing happened. Just because his face is not clearly getting punched. Oh, you can only see people jumping on people. You don't see my face clearly getting stomped on. Okay, well, so what? You see a bunch of people fucking people up, nigga. And Jones is part of the people fucking people up. So you still act like nothing happened? Yeah, you still acting like nothing happened to him. So obviously, Diz had the idea of saying, nah, man, fuck that. People need to see what happened to you happened to him. And that's what happened, period.
Man, this shit is crazy right here, man. All right, man.
It ain't
all right, August 31st,
really
man. I just hope it doesn't go left.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, like, in closing, I'm going to wrap it up. The reality of the situation is, man, like, I still feel grateful to the culture. You know, we've had our disagreements and whatever, you know what I'm saying, over the years. But, you know, I just want to shout out you, one, for, you know what I'm saying, having the strength to still, you know what I'm saying, maintain your joints, even from the hospital bed, nigga. That's passion, man, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And niggas respect that shit, man. Niggas respect the passion that the real ones have for this culture. And there's just certain people that really don't. They don't respect the people that love this. They don't respect this platform that we've been blessed with, man. This shit is a blessing, my nigga. That we got a chance to make thousands of dollars for doing what we love. And y'all niggas want to bring fuck shit here just because you're not good enough to let your talent do it. Come on, my nigga. We're not tolerating that shit in this shit no more. And I'm going to do some private motherfucking summer cleaning. So I'll see y'all niggas August 31st.
Say it again.
And we're going to go from there. I said, so I'll see the rest of y'all August 31st, man. And we're gonna go from there. I don't even know. I might not even jump into all the rest of this trolling shit and exposing shit. Because it's like, it's really not my character. But I just want people to see what this nigga's character is. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have this shit in the future. We don't have niggas looking up to niggas like this.
All right, that's up. August 31st, series Jones versus Map going down, man. Good luck, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you, Caps. And make sure everybody go follow me. Instagram, Serious Jones, no own Serious. Twitter, Serious Jones. We got the Hardway album coming. You know what I mean? We got the movie still on deck, the club. Just now, it's just a momentum thing, man. So I just wanted to really get some battles back under my belt, get my feet wet again in the culture before I start really releasing material and merchandise and really just, you know, doing the whole Life is Serious thing. So everybody that's been, you know, following my progress and following me coming back to the culture for the last 5 years, I appreciate y'all, man.
Keep rocking out. That's what it is. All right, Jones. Hey, good luck in your battle, man. Be in touch.
All right, bro. 100.
Easy, man.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.